As we saw in our last podcast, the Bible talks about contentment as something to be greatly desired. 1 Timothy 6:6, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Now, before you go off racing to look up the fruit of the Spirit, because you can't remember contentment being in it, it's not there. It's elsewhere in the Bible, and I'm going to suggest to you it's actually a byproduct of the work of the Spirit in sanctifying us. The dictionary defines contentment as feelings of happiness in one situation in life. Well, from our last podcast, I think we can say a lot more than that. Go back and listen if you need to. What is interesting from the dictionary, though, is contentment's antonym, discontentment. It can be defined this way: a restless desire or craving for something one does not have. Showing or experiencing dissatisfaction, a restless longing, a longing for something better. So, putting those two together, it's a dissatisfied longing for something you don't have, something better. Restless is used in both of those definitions. Now, this can be used in a positive way. You may have heard me say in the past that Christians ought to be in a permanent state of contented discontent for two reasons. Sounds tricky, it's not really. Number one, you are secure in Christ. That's the contented part. But at the same time, so many around us are perishing. That's the discontented part, and that's a good discontentment. We ought not be happy with that. Secondly, you've been made holy, but there's so much more to grow in. There is sin to throw off. Contented discontent. However, when the Bible writers urge us to be content, they're arguing against an ungodly discontentment, the kind that is never satisfied with what they have, what their situation in life is, always clamouring for more. And the Bible writers tell us instead, find your contentedness in being in Christ Jesus. In the book of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian king, got to the top. He believed he had it all. He had conquered his enemies. He was uber wealthy and powerful, and everyone feared him. He was the king of the greatest empire of the time. Daniel chapter 4, verse 4. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at home in my palace, contented and prosperous. But his contentedness was found in what his position in life was, and he had completely ignored, forgotten the King of Heaven. And so in chapter 4, God humbles him greatly, humbles him until Nebuchadnezzar understands and worships the one whose eternal dominion ruled over all. The fruit of discontentment is anxiety and greed and anger. It's a worldly restlessness and clamouring for more. Contentment is not grown by what one does or does not have. Contentment is knowing by faith that for those who seek the Lord, they will find him. He will be with them and be their God. Contentment is knowing, in the words of Romans 8, that there's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus, that the Spirit of God has made his home in us, that God works for the good of those who love him, that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And contentment is being able to say of God in any situation, what do you have for me even in this? Proverbs 19:23, the fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rests content, untouched by evil.